Trying to go to sleep last night, I was thinking of those billboards, and since RJ was gone, he could be Hoss.
That's funny.
Pass would be all in black. You could be Little Joe.
Of course, I'll be Little Joe.
I'd be Paul.
Well, who am I then?
You're Adam.
Adam, one of them always wore black.
Oh, yeah.
Never lost his hat in a fight. Never.
Remember when they dunked him in the trough, so he took his hat off.
Well, yeah.
He took his hat off.
Who played the guy? What was his name?
Pernell Roberts.
Yeah.
He went on to play Trapper John M.
Oh, yeah.
He just died last year.
He was the last one to die, yeah. Yep. So you like that.
Would RJ go Hoss or would he go Candy?
No, I'd go Hoss.
We can't do that to him.
He's a Texas boy.
Well, okay.
Hey, not bad.
And I want to say that we met some Texas ladies last night that were fabulous.
You two are engaged, so why don't you just keep talking?
Just saying. They gave us all the information about the lodge last night.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, you know what? This lodge here was built in 1975, and it's a beautiful lodge here at DeGray State Park. That's where we're at. And great breakfast. Great beds.
But you haven't even had breakfast yet.
I have much bigger rooms than what we had at Petty Jean.
Well, we did. This is a hotel.
We did the show prep yesterday by biking in the park.
Half a fact.
Oh, okay. Fine.
You know, I didn't expect that to come out.
Fine.
Well, no, you know, I'm on the wall like the little Dutch boy waiting for his buddy.
Let me set this up. We're eating dinner, and we sit around and we chew the fat for about an hour, and on the way, we go outside to smoke. First of all, Basil wants some of Roger's cigarette. For what reason, I have no idea.
I just wanted to prove him that I could take one and stop and just show this is what Roger needs to do.
Maybe you can take one and stop. I hope so at the age of 49.
I didn't inhale.
You put so much spit on it.
He put spit on it.
Oh, I could taste this strawberry ice cream on it.
He lifted.
So anyway, so we got through eating, and we got out there, and RJ wants to go biking to see the park here at Lake DeGray, or DeGray Lake, rather.
And see, just like in the story, Basil just takes off, man. Mm-hmm. He don't even listen to the whole story. And then little Roger looked like the little kid in the green beret.
Yeah. Peter, son! Where Peter, son?
I think they took off, Roger. He said, no, they wouldn't leave me. They wouldn't leave me. No.
What do you can't listen to?
They wouldn't leave me. They wouldn't leave me. And then Ranger DePriest
could have taken
Ranger
you to us.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, he came. He saw me. He gave me a state park lollipop and said, here, little boy.
Hey, I did want to ask real quick, why, Mike, what does it say here in your information, Arkansas's only resort state park? Is this the only one that sort of is got the resort feel, got the golf course, and is that why?
Yes, sir, it's the only one that has the multiple activities.
I tell you, it does. You got biking, you got golf, you got pool activity, you got fishing.
Anyway, boating, canoeing.
Yeah, I mean, it's got and the golf course looked real nice,
They've got
too.
A fabulous golf course.
Well, we got to come back and play the course one day.
Very nice.
We'll have to do that, Hawk, maybe in a couple of weeks.
I was really impressed, guys, with RJ and I. When we look, there's really no residential property, so the lake is just really it's not populated. It's you feel like you're out here in nature, not having to worry about a lot of commercialization out here. And it's really I've been out here before, but I've never driven around back in the back. So it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's cricket, don't know.
The lakeshore is uninhibited, so it's
uninhibited.
Really
that was the word I was looking for.
It's got a real natural feel to it.
He's been here 21 years.
Wow, DePriest's been here 17.
17. So once you guys get to places, you know.
Get to live here, right?
What more beautiful place to work every day.
Yeah, and some of you live here on campus, for lack of a better term, or on site, do you?
Yes, sir. We live right on the park.
That's outstanding.
Sweet deal.
Yeah. That is a great deal, yeah.
Well, we also, too, the other thing was the camping activity. When RJ and I were looking around, some people had tents, some people had campers out there. And, again, it's just not a big – you don't have tens of thousands of people out here. It's a smaller-type park, right, I would say.
Well, we have 113 campsites, and we do get rather busy during the summer. That's our real busy time with family reunions and campers. And you can just imagine with all the activities people are
– You got a sandy beach, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. We got a couple beaches on the park.
But even though you've got all those park areas, when you're driving around, you don't see them. And it's kept to where, you feel like you're out in the woods. You're not really – I mean, they're all the way the park's laid out.
Everybody's got their own spot.
You've got that wilderness feel.
Yeah.
But you're only 25 minutes from the number one resort town in Arkansas, which is Hot Springs.
Yeah,
so
cricket.
You're just right around the corner from it.
He's going to have a daybreak out here tomorrow. Do you know who's coming out here for daybreak?
The whole show's coming out.
Oh, the whole show's coming out?
Yeah, they're bringing everybody out tomorrow.
Yeah, the whole show, it's all about the gray tomorrow. They've got about four or five spots in the morning.
And we were talking about when we were out biking, we were wondering if this was man-made or obviously natural. Like this, a man-made lake. It was done, finished in '63.
Oh, man-made.
Yeah, it's a man-made lake.
Where's the generators?
It's on the other side, the south shore, operated by the Corps of Engineers. It's an earthen dam.
Told you, it's earthen dam.
I told you that when we crossed.
Told you.
No, I just said there were generators. You were just saying
there are turbines.
He saw the levee and he thought that was the dam, the levee.
No, there are two levees. Hey,
you're welcome, Texas, Oklahoma, for getting some of our electricity based on this.
Well, we love Texas. They're 25% of our visitation.
Yeah, Roger, pipe it down over there.
Yeah, Roger.
You know what? I said you're welcome.
And then, of course, last night we come back and we have the big thing was going to be would Joe Adams win the ESPY Award last night, and he does not.
He got beat out by a basketball shot.
Probably the least exciting play of
the
four.
Fourth best thing.
But it's fan voting.
Guys, as you will divulge in your information that you got later, you guys got to quit looking at how other people look at us. There are more Indiana and Kentucky fans going to vote on
that thing
than there are Razorback fans going to vote on that thing, and that's why he didn't win.
That's exactly right.
Indiana and Kentucky basketball, hello.
Yeah.
Of course, the thing on Pat Summitt was great.
That was a tremendous piece on her. Yeah. Man, it was good stuff.
You get Thompson and Bobby Knight up there talking about you like that and how far she brought that program. And
how about the saying that she had? I've never heard it. She said it's much easier to choose somebody out and be tough on the front end and change on the back or ease up than to be easy on the front end and get tough. That's a great analogy of how she coaches.
Yeah, sort of like Acree as a PD.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, no, he just needs to, he's flip-flopped. I mean, he needs to flip it. Be tougher. Don't be tough up front.
Tebow got an award last night for the most exciting play of the year. That was his pass to the, in overtime.
And the Heat won way too much stuff. And LeBron's in Vegas. He can't make the 75-mile trip to L.A. to accept this award.
Yeah, they got two people you really hadn't seen for the team accepting. What was his name?
Mike Miller and
the Fab Five.
The Juwan Howard?
Yeah, that's it.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
You can't make it for this.
Yeah, that's the
and he's in Vegas.
Of course, the other news, which I guess, did that come out yesterday about Kobe Bryant saying that about the Dream Team? It wasn't before our show yesterday because I didn't see
it.
No, it was. I think it happened about noon. He and Barkley kind of got into it.
He made the comment that he said that those guys were older.
Yeah.
And, of course, Barkley came back and pointed out, no, we were younger than you are now.
There's no way they beat the Dream Team.
No way.
Bird on his worst day was better than some of these guys on their best day. They go about six deep on this team, and once you get past there, there are some NBA fans, not NBA fans, casual fans, who go, "Who's he play for? Who's he play for?"
Right.
Dream team, you didn't have that. You didn't have that.
Also, I thought one of the highlights last night, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but they listed the top 20 moments in sports of the last 20 years.
You got them.
I'm going to see if I can find them on here. That was
because if you don't, I'm going to go Bobby Blake on you.
that was the other compelling
come on, Charlie Potatoes.
For a low-rated TV show, that had to be some of the more compelling TV, and I only found it because Basil was trying to find ESPN, and I was watching the Razorbacks in the Mississippi State football game. And I tell you, Willie Robinson was a fat pig. He couldn't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. I saw Mississippi State go up and down that field on Arkansas and just
we were very fortunate to win
right up the middle every time and get 6-7 yards of crunch, but Arkansas did win it with a lucky call. And I forgot Hocker missed a field goal in overtime.
Did he?
Yeah.
I've forgotten that, I guess.
It was the same old thing. They get the football first and 10 on the 25, and all they got to do is kick field goal now because the other team screwed up, so they don't want to try. They don't stick with what brung them, and they run it three times up the middle. Well, he kicks it, and he shanks it, so they had to go to another overtime. But anyhow, we were all there in about a 15-minute period. Dallas was on. Bobby Blake was on. Razorbacks were on. ESPYs were on.
Yeah, the funniest thing was when I called Tommy, Roger, and I was trying to find ESPN, and I said, "Isn't Robert Blake dead?" I said, "I thought he was dead."
The first thing I thought of was Columbo. Peter Falk. I got the two mixed up. I said, yeah, he's dead. He goes, well, you're giving somebody hell. He's dead.
I mean, the minute I turned on, I heard him
drop his it. Ghost is giving Piers Morgan hell.
I thought it was a rerun, and he was dropping the F-bomb. I thought, holy cow.
What's the one thing that you noticed first above all that?
He had taken off his jacket.
He cuts his own sleeves.
You know, I was a big Robert Blake fan because I like Beretta, and what you won an Emmy for.
What was the name of his cockatoo?
Fred.
Okay, great.
Is that what it was?
Well, what do you want me to do? You asked the question.
And
that's
course,
true.
Did he win the Oscar for In True Blood?
He was no Toma.
Did he win the Oscar?
Oh, God.
Toma.
For what?
For True Blood, In True Blood?
I don't know. I mean, he got accolades.
I said Cold Blood.
Yeah, what'd I say?
True Blood.
I mean, yeah, Cold Blood. I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, I think I'll check, but I think he got.
Well, he's also, you know, he started his career as a young kid. He was on.
Charlie Potatoes.
I was two years old,
and John Garfield comes up to
beep.
Me, and he says, come on,
beep,
you.
Beep, and beep, I, beep.
Don't you at two, Charlie.
I know.
I couldn't buy spats from a penguin.
That was the most bleeped interview, but they left GD in.
I was noticing that, too.
Yeah,
why would they not choose to write
right.
that up?
That's the one that God said
yeah,
don't
I can't
do.
Believe anybody would drop the F bomb
really
on a live show.
No,
really, it would offend people is GD and the N word. Mm-hmm. I'll just say those two, you just stay away from.
Not even together.
Well, for Piers Morgan, guys, you know that show has just tanked.
He got uncomfortable.
Well, you know, I give him credit. Actually, you know,
he tried to reason with him.
He did. I mean, it made it. He held his ground and.
Well, he tried to come back when he was saying. You know what it sounds like, Robert, or whatever. And I'm
Charlie.
Crazy.
Yeah. He said Charlie Potatoes. You told me the reason I was going to do this interview is because of the book. You got me. And now you talk about Bonnie. Bonnie's not in the book.
Well, he says that Piers tells him. He says, you know what? What it sounds like to me that the thing your yeah. real love is the movies. No, he goes, no, Charlie Potatoes. And he just completely flipped it on him. And I'm thinking he's trying to be your friend, Blake.
Those people in your ear. Let me tell you and those people, the people in your ear.
He took the cops.
Yeah, he went after the cops.
Yeah, they're out there. But that's Bobby Blake. Did you see about you know the Reggie Jackson deal? You saw where they let him go.
What?
Remember
what
Jackson said?
They did.
Yeah, he's gone.
They let him go completely, huh?
Yeah, he says that he's still a part of the organization, but he's just taking some time. You know, they let him go. You know, after that, so it was first in the Sports Illustrated. Then he makes the apology to A-Rod, and then they let him go.
I agree with Bobby. Once you get to be 65, you got to be able to say whatever you want.
I've said that for years.
Well, you can, but if you're still employed by somebody, it's like Nolan, the Nolan thing. When you're still employed.
Well, like I've said 100 times, you can't always tell the truth.
No, especially when you're working for somebody. Do you want to think, RJ?
Who was the host last night of the ESPYs?
Oh, it was the guy from Hangover, who does the cop. He was also in Step Brothers.
Oh my gosh, boy, he was beating up on Kentucky boy Unibrow, wasn't he? I mean, they just beat everybody.
I didn't hear all of his delivery.
I thought he was a pant load.
Was he? I didn't.
He's funny. He's very funny. He's a big fan of Will Ferrell.
Handshake and acted like they was getting on.
Oh, I saw that. That was a little weird.
That was uncomfortable.
Yeah, his monologue at the beginning was somewhat funny. He went after NASCAR a little bit.
Trying to get him to be in antiquities, as a matter of fact.
Did you guys see Danica Patrick last night?
Yeah.
Ooh, buddy.
He did say, the guy that the host said, he said, Danica, please stop making those commercials. It's going to cause a divorce. My wife said, if I buy another domain name, she said they were going to get a divorce.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny. Well, we've got Ninja on the line if you want to go to the Ninja.
Sure.
Mike? Ninja?
Hello?
Hey, bud. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Lake DeGray.
I need to find out the Lake Cajuns DeGray. Forecast for tonight since I'm going to be at Cajuns from 5 to 7. What will the temperature on the deck be?
Well, it's looking good for you, David. Partly cloudy, you know, in central Arkansas and the northern part of the state, we're just going to carry a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, and most of the activity will be in the southeast part of the state as that frontal system's kind of draped across there and it shifted our precip a little bit. But I was going to tell you guys that all that stuff going on last night, I cannot believe that you missed the debut, a new reality show, and it was shot in Sherwood, Arkansas.
And the cheerleading thing?
I had to hold a gun to my head.
What was it?
That was a cheerleader thing.
It was like team cheerleaders.
Based in Sherwood?
Yeah.
I had to watch
There's
it
because no
my neighbor is in it. She's
what
one
network?
Of the moms. It's on
like TLC. Yeah.
Wow.
And I took a lot of grief yesterday for admitting that I was watching it. But, you know, my neighbor was on it, so I kind of wanted to see. But I'm like, give me a break.
That's all right. That's all right. Hey, it's TLC. That's what they do on there. They got the little kid, the little girl pageants on there. So that fits.
Yeah, they have that. Like,
Jolly Potatoes wouldn't be watching that, baby.
Yeah. It's really more entertaining with seeing the mother.
I wasn't going in the same room with Charlie Potatoes.
Anyway, hey guys, I was going to mention something because Todd Jacobian asked me if I would be part of something, there's a little girl named Allie Weiss. Channel 7 is actually doing a story on this morning, down in Piercy, Arkansas, and she is 5 years old. She is in a fight for her life. She suffers from a disease. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It's called Batten disease. It's a fatal disease. There's no cure. It affects children, and it robs them of their ability to walk, talk. I mean, they eventually just kind of deteriorate, and it's not very pleasant. Anyway, there's a little girl down there suffering from that disease. So Todd and I are actually, Todd put this together. He is auctioning off a dinner with Todd Jacobian and myself, and we're going to eat at a brave new restaurant. And all the money that we raise is going to go to help this little girl with her medical expenses. So if you guys want more information on that, you can go to the Arkansas Weather Blog at katv.com and get all the details. But we've got an online auction going right now, and I think it's up to $150 this morning. We just started it, so getting some good response already.
Well, good luck with that.
Anyway, I appreciate you letting me get that out.
Of course.
What would we do with something like that?
And what did you say the temperature would be tonight, around 5 to 7 out there at the deck?
It's probably going to be 5 o'clock or so. I would say right around 89 to 90 degrees or so. Not too bad for mid-July.
I got you. I did find 12 of the top 20 moments at ESPN had last night. So
we'll get to them after Ninja gets done.
Hey, and I was going to tell you guys, I saw something this morning, the top television moments of all time. ABC News did a story on it, and I couldn't believe. I mean, most of them happened within the last, at least was on this poll, happened within the last 10 to 15 years. And
of course. I think if you're putting out stuff on TV, you want to appeal to the people who are watching now.
It's like the most powerful moments. Like, we've got the list right here. It's
came out yesterday.
Yeah.
One is... This is a shocker.
Wait a minute. Give me a hint.
Oh, come on.
Is it 9/11?
Charlie Potatoes.
Yes. That's number one.
Oh, I thought that might be something a little
bit. Did you agree with
what?
Number two, though, Tommy?
Wait, what have you watched on TV that was bigger than 9/11?
I was thinking it was something to do with, like,
you're talking about a TV show.
Yeah, I thought it was a TV show. Yeah, I didn't think it was talking about
moments. We've got the top 20 list.
Yeah,
like what?
Are you saying?
Like Richie jumping the
yes.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a humorous
I've never seen that. I'm glad I haven't.
I've got a DVD.
I guess it just all depends on age, because number two, you know, I didn't agree with. I for me personally, 9/11 is number one, and then the Challenger disaster comes in as number two. But I think they had
any happy news on TV?
The Katrina stuff on there.
Dirty Laundry, baby. Everybody likes that Dirty Laundry.
That's right. Ann Murray wrote a song about it. Years ago. See if you can find it.
Oh, and coming up, too, we have a new song debuting at some point, Pray for the Outlaw.
Pray for the Outlaw. I tell you all what.
I get one of these couches back over here.
Pray for the Outlaw.
And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about this sleeping pattern you got, because I just don't know how you
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy. You have to be
sick. Hey, before I roll the forecast, is there any chance that you guys are going to do any water sports out on the lake today?
No, we're going boogie board.
Water ski, anything like that, boogie board.
By the way, we did see people doing kayaking yesterday.
Yes,
with gale force winds out there on the lake.
There's people out there now fishing.
Gale force winds.
Third thing, Mike, three people got out there, a couple of girls, and it was white. It was white capping out there yesterday. Had a little storm come through, and those girls.
Gale force winds. All right, go ahead, Ninja.
All right, Tommy, we are looking for Little Rock, partly sunny skies, about a 20% chance of an afternoon shower, a thunderstorm, not very big. Little Rock's high right around 91 degrees, a better chance of rain and clouds in the southeast part of the state. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to 71. For your Buzz Friday, it looks like partly sunny skies, a repeat of today, maybe a little warmer with a high of 92 degrees. Looking into the weekend, it looks slightly better rain chances coming in on Sunday, highs in the 90s, lows in the 70s. It's always all-you-can-eat steak night at Golden Corral. Mouth-watering steaks cooked just the way you like them, plus all the other items they have to choose from. Coming soon, the Tropical Grill. Where can you get it all? At Golden Corral, 5001 Warden Road, North Little Rock, I-40 and Oak Street in Conway. For the show with no name, with Tommy Smith, David Bazza, Roger Scott, and RJ Hawk, I'm the Weather Ninja on 103.7 The Buzz.